Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
What's up, guys? This is Justin Credible, and you're watching Pro Wrestling 101. Now, on to one of my favorite topics, something that is a lost art form, something that nobody has done the way Ricky the Dragon Steamboat has, as you guessed it, selling. Selling is a huge, huge part of our business. I mean, you know, if you don't sell, the move doesn't look good. It's the bottom line. I mean, I've seen guys get hit as hard as they can, and the guy no-sells it, looks like shit, hurts like hell. And I've seen the opposite, where the guy completely misses, but the other guy sold it like $1 million, and guess what? It looks like $1 million. What's the common denominator? You gotta sell. Selling, guys, is exactly it. You're selling. You're selling to the crowd. In root, that's what that word means. You're trying to sell the fans that what you are doing is legitimate, that what you're feeling is real pain. I mean, you know, if since the UFC's come along, I'll put it to you this way. I mean, we get to see what really getting punched in the face looks like, what getting choked out looks like. So, you know, it brings the realism to a different level. Now, in pro wrestling, you know, we have all kinds of styles. We have strong style. We have high flying, all these words, all these definitions, all this different kind of stuff. But the one thing always stays the same is you got to sell. If somebody puts a hold on, how do you get to that fan all the way up in the nosebleed section, right? I mean, you got to understand that those people, nowadays, you know, it's mostly a TV audience, but live events, that's how we made our money. And traditionally speaking, that's how we still make our money. So especially for all you indie guys out there, listen and listen close. Look, if somebody has a figure four on me and I'm not moving, there's no expression on my face, I'm not holding my leg, who's gonna really, you know, you might, the first couple of rows might buy it, but nobody else will. I mean, it's so important. Guys, man, if, you know, I'm out there and I see matches sometimes, and I just swear to God, I just want to make a run in and just start beating the hell out of everybody and say, sell this bitch. You know, it's that frustrating because to me, it just takes matches to another level. And a lot of people get into that whole thing. Well, you know, I want to look strong, so I'm not going to sell. Guys, if you're gonna do it right, man. If I give you a punch, sell it. If I punch you in the mouth, sell the mouth. You don't know how much a little thing, like, you know, one shot, I take it in the mouth, and, you know, you're checking to see if all your damn teeth are there, and damn it, they bust my lip open on that, you know? You're conveying that message that, hey, what this guy just did to me hurt. This is show business. You know what I mean? We're projecting. And guys, unfortunately, we're rush, trying to get to the next spot. You know, let me get to the next flip. Let me get to the next hurricane, whatever you call it these days. You know what I mean? Like the next crazy cutter or flippy thing. You know, guys, sell. Sabu, one of the greats of the great, taught me. Because I was a hyper guy, too. I was a hyper speed, everything fast. I wanted to be fast. But I mistook being fast for, like, you know, I thought I had to move 1,000,000 miles a minute. It's okay to be fast, like work fast, but when you're down, sell. You know, and what he meant by that is something as simple as he taught me that when you go to the outside and a big move happens, go crashing down, stay there. It hurts. 95% of these moves, guys, that you're seeing us, that you're getting big oohs and ahs, it hurts. I ain't faking it. So why are we nipping up right away and completely no-selling it? We got to think. I mean, if something hurts, especially like that, sell. We create the drama. It's our responsibility to convey the bigger picture to the fans. If you're not feeling it, if you're not projecting it, the fans aren't going to feel it. If I'm not hurt, Why are they going to care that you're beating me up? It's simple, simple psychology. If you take the time, if you get body slammed, sell your back. If you get kicked in the knee, what a concept. Sell your knee. You know, if somebody, I see this all the time. For example, I had a match with a guy and I'm working the leg, put him in a figure four. You know, he gets out of it. I go take him outside, ram his knee up against the ring post, you know, basic stuff. And then, you know, whatever, I slip on a banana peel. He starts making his comeback. And all of a sudden, you know, he, by making a comeback, forgets that, oh, I was just beating up on your leg for the past 10, 15 minutes. And goes right into Superman mode. And guys, that takes all the believability, if there's any, away. I mean, right there, that, you know, homeboy should have been making, a Superman comeback, but gimping around like, you know, I just lost my knee. My knee's not the same. You know, it's psychology. It's, picture it as, you know, if you're watching a movie, any fight scene, you're not going to get into it if the hero is not in any jeopardy. And he's in jeopardy because he's hurt. Convey those feelings of hurt. Sell it appropriately, and guys, the rewards will be through the roof. Ricky Morton, Ricky Steamboat, all made livings. Tommy Dreamer, all made livings out of selling. And believe me, if you add that to your arsenal and you master it and perfect it and really study how it's done by those masters, I'm telling you, it'll bring your game to a whole nother level. Guys, selling is important as learning how to wrestle itself. I mean, it is bread and butter, and it's, quite frankly, pro wrestling 101. Now, that's not just the coolest, that's not just the best. That was just incredible.